I send warm greeting to each and every one of you worshiping with us here in the sanctuary and at home, wherever you may be. I like to thank each and every one of you who have come to join our worship this morning. It surely encourages me, your presence, and your presence encourages each other as well. A middle-aged woman had a heart attack. Then, while on the operating table, she had a near-death experience. She saw God and asked if this was the end. God said no, that she had another 30 to 40 years to live. Sure enough, she recovered and decided to remain in the hospital to have a facelift, liposuction, a tummy tuck, and she dyed her hair, all the others. She figured since she had another 30 or 40 years, she might as well make the most of it. She walked out of the hospital after the last operation and was immediately hit by an ambulance. She arrived before God and whined, "I thought you said I had another 30 or 40 years." God replied, "Sorry, I didn't recognize you." God is omniscient and He knows everything about us. And on this particular theme, I'd like to go along with the lesson that Ralph just read. But also, in addition to that, I would like us to study together on the story of Nathanael's encounter of Jesus. We just read, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." There are many places that indicate about God's knowledge of us, how perfect that is. Let me quote some examples of God's knowledge of us from the Old Testament. Psalm 22 says, "From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God." God's knowledge of us starts from the moment when we do not know Him at all. Isaiah 43, this is what the Lord says, "He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." God knowing us by name means His profound knowledge of us. Isaiah 49, "See, I have engraved you in the palm of my hands." God looks at us right before His eyes and sees every detail and every aspect of our life. This goes along with Psalm 139. "You have searched me, Lord. You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." Now, let's go to the gospel lesson from this perspective. The first chapter of John records Nathanael's encounter with Jesus, and that sheds light on how much God knows us. I did not choose it as the text gospel reading because you are very familiar with it. This encounter happened on the second day of Jesus' public ministry. Jesus just came out in public and started his ministry by calling his disciples. Jesus called Andrew and Peter on the first day. On the second day, Jesus called Philip. Philip then told Nathanael, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. Jesus became very popular, but at this stage, not many people have heard of him. As Nathanael indicated, he never heard of Jesus, nor did he meet him. He had no knowledge of Jesus whatsoever. On the contrary, Jesus already knew Nathanael full well. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he spoke about him. "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael was blown away by Jesus' remark and said, "How do you know me?" Usually it takes time to get to know a person. At the first sight, it is impossible to figure out a stranger's personality, character, and his lifestyle. But as Jesus knew Nathanael, God knows us inside and out. God knows our experience, tendency, habitual way of doing things, character, desires, capabilities, needs, preferences, our thoughts and our mind, and all the others. When we know someone very well, we could predict what he would do next. Likewise, God knows our past and present. He knows our tendency and can tell exactly where we would be at certain point in time in the future. To Nathanael, wondering about how Jesus knew him already, Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." There are some profound meanings in Jesus' word here. Jesus noticed Nathanael before Philip called him. There was no connection built yet between Jesus and Nathanael. Nathanael was just one of thousands or tens of thousands or more that Jesus had passed by. But Jesus took note of him. Equally, we may think that we are insignificant, unworthy of God's attention, but God knows who we are and where we are. Now, let's focus on the part that Jesus saw Nathanael while he was still under the fig tree. What does Jesus having seen him under the fig tree mean? Does Jesus' word indicate anything distinctive here? Let me give you some illustration to help you understand, and Dave, if you would show the picture of the fig tree. Not all of you have seen this fig tree that we have in the back of our church campus. I was told someone brought the tree from Israel and planted it some years ago. So this is an exact kind of fig tree that grows in Israel that Nathanael might be under. And I'm going to show you a leaf in here. Look at this leaf. I brought it this morning from the fig tree. See how big this is? Mm-hmm. See? It can't even almost cover my face. With this kind of leaf, fig trees make not only a nice and thick shade from the sun, but they could be used as a covering. Now, look at the fig tree again. Would you show the second picture? Okay, now you see any difference in there? I'm sitting under the fig tree. I'm not that noticeable, am I? You know, we trim the branches regularly and leaves are still very thick. In my opinion, the fig tree under which Nathanael was sitting would have hung low to the ground that he was hardly noticeable by anyone. But Jesus did. So when Jesus said, "I saw you while you were under the fig tree," it's like Nathanael was just blown away because nobody would have noticed him. What would have been the reason for Nathanael to sit under the tree? It was probably what Nathanael intended. This man, without a deceit, probably had seen enough of injustices, trickeries, corruptions, dishonesty, and oppressions. He tried to change the world, but his effort did not produce a tangible result. So out of frustration, he stopped trying. He wanted to be alone for a breathing space from all the deceitful activities out in the world. Also consider this. Figs are harvested from spring to summer. When Jesus saw Nathanael, it would have been a busy time in farming communities. Jesus called Peter and Andrew by the Sea of Galilee, and Andrew, Peter, and Philip were from the same town called Bethsaida, near the Sea of Galilee. Men from that region would work either in fishing or farming during the particular time of day or the particular time of the year. But Nathanael did not. He appeared to be killing time, maybe out of frustrations. I wonder if any of us have been in this kind of situation. We try to live truthfully before God and people, but often we are discouraged because we do not see the result of our efforts. We try to make a difference, but our effort does not improve the situation. So in disappointment, we sit under the fig tree pondering if we should continue. You know, sitting and idling are not exactly pleasant, because work gives sense of fulfillment and joy to us. When we do not have anything to work on, we would lose purpose. When we do not work, we feel like we are not needed and we are not appreciated. But see what happened when Nathanael sat under the fig tree? Jesus did not see how unproductive Nathanael was. Jesus instead saw his inner quality and saw the goodness hidden inside of him. Sitting under the fig tree is an expression of spiritual crisis with frustration, disappointment for oneself and the world. Under the fig tree is not a pleasurable place to be. It is a place of discouragement, skepticism, a place without motivation to fight on. A remedy to overcome this crisis is found in the gospel, and that is God's knowledge of us. As Jesus noticed Nathanael, even hidden behind the fig tree shade, Jesus knows our heart and our endeavors. Nathanael never sensed that he was being watched by the higher being. We may not sense it either, but God knows us and watches over us. If you happen to be under the fig tree today, remember God's eyes is upon you. What happened to Nathanael following the encounter? There are only two places in the whole gospel that records about Nathanael. Interestingly, at the very beginning and at the very end of Jesus' public ministry, the first chapter and the last chapter of John's gospel. In chapter 21, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus helped them catch fish after they spent the night and did not catch anything. Nathanael was among those most trusted disciples. Some say that Nathanael was one of the 12 disciples and was named Bartholomew, but this theory is not strongly established. As he was under the fig tree, Nathanael continued to be hidden in the gospel, but remained very faithful until the end. His presence with the disciples after the resurrection was a good indication that Nathanael had devotedly followed Jesus all throughout. There would be many under the fig tree moment during the course of our life. What comforts us during such a moment is the fact that Jesus perfectly knows who we are and where we are and what we are going through. I love the hymn that we sang. If thou but suffer God to guide thee, and hope in him through all thy ways, he will give thee strength whatever betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. Who trusts in God's unchanging love, builds on the rock that naught can move. Only be still and wait his leisure, in cheerful hope with heart content, to take whatever thy Father's pleasure and all deserving love has sent. Nor thou, our inmost wants are known to him who chose us for his own. Sing, pray, and keep his ways unswerving. So do thine own part faithfully, and trust his word, though undeserving. Thou yet shalt find it true for thee. God never forsook at need the soul that trusted him indeed. I feel like this was the song for Nathanael. He knew that he was noticed, he was known by God, and he faithfully followed him, even though he was not recognized by his disciples and by publicly, and his name was not even recorded in the gospel except those two places. Is any one of us sitting under the fig tree today? We have lived faithfully but have not seen good result. Let us not be disappointed by it, because God knows our efforts. Even if no one would recognize our good works, God appreciates them. Maybe some of us during the pandemic would feel like Nathanael. No one take notice of me. But remember, God does. Our situation and our needs are known to God, and that's all we need. Amen.